The following podcast contains strong language and ridiculous cartoon scenarios conjured up by two self-proclaimed comedy wizards. Between you and me, they're more like Saturday morning court jesters fueled by sugary cereal. But either way, the opinions expressed and presented are mere musings, so please humor their well-intentioned hijinks with a laugh and not by taking anything they say seriously. Unless, of course, you want to pay them to say something else. Could always use a new pair of shoes.
And welcome to ReviewParty.com. I'm Brent.
I'm Matt.
We're joining you here from the internet to deliver you a podcast. I hope you knew that much already. It's a in the comedy genre, subgenre, internet culture. Why? Because we look at reviews from the internet, Amazon, Google, Target.com, you know.
We run up to their houses and we shake them out. We rattle the windows and sort of huff and puff like internet wolves and we scare them out.
Right. And Target.com is one tough pig, okay? You got to really blow the house down to get them out of there.
That's sort of a mixed couple. You are one tough pig.
I would say Miss Piggy is a tough pig, and I don't mean that in any sort of way.
Good point.
But that is the sort of thing after you see someone like do some sort of gluttonous achievement and you're really impressed.
20 wings in 10 minutes, you one tough pig.
Man, you're more of a human. You're kind of a pig, but I wouldn't just say pig. You're like a tough pig. thanks.
Yeah, it's a compliment. Yeah.
I promise it's a compliment. Do you want to start?
I will start. Speaking of pigs, I've got a Google review for the Barbecue Hut in Glasgow, Kentucky.
Okay.
Speaking of pigs, I should say speaking of dogs, because I actually have two reviews. Both of them reference dogs. The Barbecue Hut, as one might assume, especially being in Kentucky, is one of those places where you go in and you get it in a styrofoam, and it's like, this is good stuff.
Real barbecue.
You would assume.
I just want to get this joke out of me.
Okay.
Or made this observation. I think it's very – Kentucky, I definitely think of barbecue, but I definitely do not think of huts. Maybe Pizza Hut, but that dichotomy is interesting to me. Anyway, that's the other review.
Here's a review from Ronnie Brewster. Ronnie writes, I have ate here a few times and was satisfied, except once when I got the so-called ribs. I felt that they had boiled them. Did not care for the taste or flavor. But my dog ate them okay. I say he had to have been, all caps, very hungry, though.
Oh,
but everything else
God.
Was good on the menu. 4 stars.
You know, I was kind of on his side until that boomer joke. There was dad joke, boomer joke. And if I had to gauge it.
that's a big bridge too far right there. You took it. No. You went over the line.
It is a gamble getting ribs from a new place, isn't it?
It is. You never know how they're going to prepare those suckers.
Yeah, and you know, the reward can be so fantastic when it works. But when you get, I hate the ribs that have, when the crust on the outside is beyond crust. It's literally like a lacquer surrounding it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and then, you know, you just have desiccated flesh, but it's some sort of mummified rib.
Yeah.
It shatters as you bite into it. No. A tender rib is time intensive. We understand that. Mm-hmm. Boiling meat in general, though, unless it's a hot dog, that's kind of suspicious in my book.
I felt the same until I poached a chicken thigh.
Oh, hang on, though. This is a completely different book we're going to read from. Tell me about the thigh.
I was looking up recipes for chicken rice. You know, I specifically wanted a very Indonesian take on the recipe. And my friend's mom, who I first fell in love with the recipe, was hers. And she's Indonesian. So I was looking at there's so many different ways. And I found this one where you boil the chicken and use the chicken water to boil the rice.
What?
And I thought, that's nuts. I got to try that shit. Because the comments were all like, this is the juiciest chicken I've ever had. And I found out as many ways as you can, like, ruin a chicken breast in the name of health.
Uh-huh.
And as many foods as you can ruin by boiling them and doing nothing else. Somehow, the chicken is saved.
Oh.
Somehow the chicken is. Sometimes you get the juiciest little son of a bitch and piece of meat when you boil that chicken, I tell you.
I am so happy and I am so hungry.
And I did, you know, you do take it out and finish it in the pan for the for the nice skin action, of course. But yeah, good stuff. But boiling a rib, no, there needs to be some sauce action. Some
slow roasting, please.
Maybe boil it in a vat of sauce. Maybe I'd have some good results.
Well, to take away my appetite, I've got another Google review here of the Barbecue Hut from Jonathan Lyle. Jonathan's going to say some stuff. I just want everyone to be prepared.
Maybe a trigger warning on this one?
No, not at all. And it's not like it's a long one where there's a lot just like to pick apart. It's just like, dude, these are phrases I haven't heard put together before.
I'm ready.
Jonathan writes, got the chicken salad. The chicken was as cold as a tuna sandwich in the freezer for 3 hours. Lettuce looked like the one fixing it took a dump and used the lettuce to wipe with it.
What? Oh, boy.
Ate 3 bites and tried to feed it to my neighbor's dog. He wouldn't even eat it. 1 star.
I'm gonna put a take out there. I'm going to be brave and put a take out there. And if I'm being uncouth. Cold chicken ain't that bad.
No, it's not.
I don't mind eating a salad where the chicken's room temperature cold. Chicken
salad? Or just, yeah, it's a chicken salad sandwich. I would expect that. It's cold.
Sure. Yeah, now that you fucking mention it, you don't want that hot chicken in the mayonnaise, bro.
No.
No.
Unless it's some sort of weird New Jersey thing that probably exists.
Hot chicken and mayonnaise. Ooh, that's what I was going to say about that review. That was the dumb joke. What do they call the ribs?
So-called ribs.
If I saw, like, on a menu, if it said so-called ribs on a menu, I would be very intrigued. That's a great, like, marketing.
That's script. A hook, yeah.
I'm glad I remembered.
Oh, my goodness. I don't know much what to say about Jonathan's review, though. Like,
I appreciate the similes, but yeah, it seems wrong place.
The next time I need to indicate how cold something is, I'm definitely going to say, cold as a tuna sandwich in the freezer for 3 hours.
You know, I mean, you do really know how cold that is. I don't really eat chicken salad, but I know how fucking cold that sandwich is.
Lettuce that look like that is an image that is burned into my mind.
Can't argue with that one, I think. That one wipes for itself there.
Yeah. I mean, I guess it's just the Barbecue Hut. I am not going there for the produce that they put on their sandwiches. So just throw it in the trash. Bin it for me.
Last time I went to a barbecue restaurant, I was almost craving a vegetable after, bro. I had onion rings, but it was, you know, by the end of it.
It's not a balanced plate.
No. It was one of those where I had like almost a full plate of fucking food in front of me and I'm looking at it sick. Like, I can't eat anymore. To the point where like, mom, dad, I have to, not only can I not eat anymore, which it was fine. I'm going to get a doggy bag and eat it later. I need to go walk outside for a minute.
Ooh.
I need to go in the fresh air and take some deep breaths or else I'm going to blow chow. Excuse me. I did. I went and took a walk around the little restaurant block, came back and felt better. But oh boy, it was a journey. And I had ribs. They're okay.
Gotta get the ribs, man.
Half rack of ribs. And what else did I get? Just to make Matt suffer more, I got some brisket.
Mm-hmm. Golly. Oh, multiple meats.
That's the best thing about it's like it's cultural. Like you can feel culture to order multiple meats.
Yeah, my dad does that. It's like the 4 meat plate. And it's got the smoked sausage and the brisket, chicken and rib. Although what I usually go for, I'm going to make myself hungry. Mm-hmm. They've got a real rib sandwich at the barbecue place near my house. It's sure. like a rib which from McDonald's is fine. This is literally like they pulled the meat off of the ribs. They threw the bones away and they smooshed that all in a bun. And like, you know, you love ribs. We made it easier to consume this deliciously tender meat.
I forgot what. Maybe this is a Matty Matheson joint. He saw it at some restaurant and he did it on his show.
Uh-huh.
Shout out Matty Matheson, friend of the show, because we wrote a blog about you once.
Yep, we did.
He did a thing where he puts the rib in the sandwich and uses the bread to hold the meat in place while he pulls the bone out. what a spectacle, really.
I imagine so.
I'll see if I can track that down.
You see somebody doing that, you're like, what's going on over there? Like when you see them scoop the top of the bread out to make more room for stuff in the sandwich. Like, oh, hang on. You're doing it how now? I've been doing it. Oh, no. Oh, God, wow.
I like when they give you the scoop of bread, too. You can eat that. That's for you. That's a treat. Our bread's good enough to eat just a little, like, ice cream scooped piece of crap. Scrap of the bread. There's confidence. Speaking of confidence, I have a review for some smut from Amazon.
Yes.
We love our smut reviews, as the Review Party faithful. No, this one is for a book called Flame.
Oh, boy.
It is from the Men of Inked Heatwave series.
Am I going to see some man nips soon? I hope so.
As is tradition, let me send you a pic of the cover, and you can describe it to the audience. There it is, Flame.
Oh, no nipples. Okay, so we got Conor McGregor here.
Yeah.
Discount Conor McGregor with gauges in his ears and a it looks like a photoshopped nose ring. He's got a ciggy in his mouth. He's got that classic white V-neck. Just like perfectly pristine white as he sits on his motorcycle. And he's got some of the sickest tattoos. He's got a sleeve on one side. He's got probably a sleeve on the other side. I don't know where the rest of his arm is actually going.
I think he's reaching up under his shirt.
He's great. He's touching the nipples. He's saying these are just for me.
Look at the look on his face. That is a I am massaging my nipples in a weird way type face.
Yeah, he's got a little Tom Hardy to him too. And yeah, just the blazing word flame just across, obscuring what might be his abdomen. That's all I have to say about it. A Wall Street Journal and USA Today bestselling author. That high praise.
That makes me not think very highly of those titles.
Those periodicals. Right.
There are a lot of these books. I think, you know, if you publish 100,000 of these books, you're going to become a bestseller just because someone's going to buy one of each.
That's true. Yeah.
Enough of us trashing these beautiful works of art. Let's listen to DD Nice 88. She says, fire emoji, that's how flaming this story is. She writes, Gigi is on spring break and on a dare approaches a man and goes back to his place. A little drunk, she tries to make a move, but Pike is a nice guy and lets her sleep it off. Fast forward 15 months and in walks her, the hottest from spring break. Wait a minute. Things get heated and the draw these two have brings them closer. Pike's pass gets him involved where he has to go into hiding. Gigi wants to keep him safe and calls the family for help. Fast pace and we still get to see the family in action once more. Ends in a cliffhanger, so be warned. Must read what happens next. 5 stars.
Oh my God. Pike is gonna put Gigi... Coarse joke.
Pike. Phallic. Lady. On. Yeah.
Oh my God.
If I was interested in someone and they're like, my name's Pike, I'd be like, I would just laugh and walk away. I'd say thank you for your time.
Yeah, that's all I needed to know. Thank you. Hi, my name's Halberd. Named after sort of axe-like weapon.
Oh, yeah. My name's Anderson. Morningstar Anderson.
What a choice, though. What a choice. Gigi and Pike. Yeah, there must be a draw between them. No one else wants to talk to them. Although, no, she's the hottest girl. Why is it always going to be the hottest? Well, there are regular people out there, too, who can fall in love.
That's true. Do we need to bring a, like, regular horny people book series? We got to find it.
Yeah, middle management lust.
Isn't that just Hallmark? No, they're incredibly beautiful people on that show.
They are pretty darn pretty. Yeah.
Even the extras, the whole town of beautiful people.
They all have wonderful singing voices and they can clap so loud for as few people are there at the ceremonies.
And we hates them. We hates them.
Yeah. Once I write my Hallmark movie, things will be different.
Man, we really do. We really could. I really think we could. If not a Hallmark movie, one of these.
Oh, for sure. For sure. What do I want to talk about with that review?
We got Pike. We got lots of tattoos. We got the family. That's really what.
God, his troubled
family.
Past. Yeah. What is it a biker family? Is it his family of bikers?
I just can't help but hear, like, Fast and Furious is the family. Like, when I read it. Like, Gigi wants to keep him safe and calls the family for help. Like, bro, if...
She know the family?
Yeah, if I got some significant other that is committing crimes and needs to hide, I think my mom and dad might be supportive, depending on all the variables, but I do not think I could call the family and they would pull up in big cars with guns ready to fight. Like, that's just... Not something normal people have access to. But is it the family as in the family? You know what I mean? Is that what's going
on here? I don't know if it's like a Sons of Anarchy type thing. Maybe.
Yeah, I think that could be it. That could be it. There's very... The one book of these I have read, which I didn't know it was until like halfway through. And I was like, well, I'm invested in this fucking character now. Damn it. I had to finish it. It was called Blood and Chocolate. It's about werewolves. I was like, werewolf book with the word blood in the title? Let's go. I got my reading book for the week. Yeah, and it was just kissing. But that was, there was a very much like, it was all about the family. They wanted like these two werewolf clans, like they couldn't do stuff because their family didn't want them to do it.
That was my ears perked up on. Is it a clan? Clan of wolves thing, not other clan.
Yeah.
A pack.
Yeah.
Is that what we're talking about here? Are there alphas? What's happening?
I think it's got to be. There's alphas. There's packs. It all goes back. These books all go back to that animalistic freak love.
I can't deny myself. Let me offer my throat to the wolf.
This isn't natural because our families don't like it, but I got some sweet ink. My name's Pike and she's the hottest one here.
She came back. Oh, I remember something I enjoyed. Just maybe it was just the way you read it. She was a little drunk. Picture her as just like she's about 5 feet. 5 feet, nothing, but she's a drunk.
She's a little drunk.
Not that her condition was slightly drunk. It was just that she is a small drunk.
She's a small
drunk.
Alcoholic.
Yeah.
It's really more cost effective than being a tall. A large alcoholic.
Yeah, a couple of shots and she is down for the count.
Honestly, when you're that small, it's hard not to be an alcoholic if you ever drink, you know.
You're a lightweight, literally.
Dun-dun-dun. Do you have a review?
Yeah, as long as we're like grasping at what the rest of the story is, I've got this review here for Golden Pride Lomas. I think this is like in Phoenix or something like that. Is it in Arizona, New Mexico, one of those southwestern states? I don't really remember. Not important. I remember that it's a breakfast restaurant that people either loved or hated the breakfast burritos. Nicole Garcia has this to say. She writes, I cannot and will not go back to this place ever again. I have been a longtime customer, and as of today, never again. I have never been so disrespected to the point I asked for my money back because of their drive-thru employee, Jasmine. She had no business acting the way she did. I did not disrespect her, nor did I talk down to her. I stayed looking at her shocked because she refused to let me pay for my order until I did what she wanted, which was a personal matter in my own vehicle, which had nothing to do with her or opinion. And she proceeded to tell the other customers that were driving through as well that she was going to call the cops. At this point, I have never met a person that acted that way. She was so disrespectful and out of line, I will never go back to that place. 1 star. The question is, what in God's name was going on?
Well, yeah, what detail? I need to run. What details do we have? Sudden, there was nothing going on, and all of a sudden I was like, what? You know
something, what I mean? Something about Nicole in her car, mm-hmm. the drive-thru attendant Jasmine didn't like and wanted her to change.
Mm.
Jasmine says it's a personal matter in my own vehicle. It could be a typo, it could be on my own vehicle, but. They had weapons, or
they were doing drugs.
Or they were naked. That was what I like. You're going to need to put some clothes on or stop filming that TikTok at the drive-thru.
Yeah, that's sort of the tame one, is they were recording a TikTok or something stupid.
But
naked, I could see that too. That could be a cop collar.
It's a personal matter.
Matter in my vehicle.
Yeah. Would you like, have you kidnapped someone and they're just tied up in the passenger seat?
I don't know if she knows, but when your vehicle is in the drive-through lane, you are in the restaurant legally.
Oh.
It's like, you know, you're patronizing that establishment, yeah. which they own, and the land which you are on. They have every right, for any reason, to say, get out of my drive-thru,
or I'm calling the cops. Yeah.
It's, whatever they want. They don't like the cut of your jib. I don't know, you know, if that was the reason.
That jib is cut like crap.
Right. I would not agree. I let any customers of any jib through my drive-thru, but someone had a gun, or someone was doing meth, or someone was naked, or someone was just filming a TikTok and making me uncomfortable. I think those are all good reasons.
Yeah, if they're filming you, for sure. Like, I'm at my place of work. Don't point a camera at me, please.
A personal matter. She won't say. So you know it's stupid. She won't say.
I went to... She only wrote one other review. It was another negative one. And what it was for, like, auto service or something. And there was an own response that was like, we followed up and did additional service. Please update your review to reflect that, or we're not going to do business with you anymore. I don't know. She seems like an interesting person, Nicole, here.
Sounds like someone's trying to weaponize their reviews for their own personal gain.
Maybe. Nicole.
Nicole fucking doing meth in the drive-thru. That's my personal business!
Well, don't make it anybody else's. Take it home.
No, you know what? It wasn't meth. There's definitely coke on that dashboard, dude. I'm not talking cola.
That's quite all right.
I love a good cola. Yeah,
don't spill.
You just got to feed your car sometimes. Growing girl. Car's thirsty. Your car sees you drink all those sodas. Your car holds the sodas for you. You never give them a sip.
It's unkind.
It's not nice. I wouldn't feel so bad. I used to have a car where I had to do the old school fucking in between the knees.
Yeah.
I wouldn't give any drippy drops to the car. But now, you know, I got a little cup holders. Maybe they deserve a French fry down the radiator every now and then. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what else there is to say.
We've speculated that it's a mystery to time.
Yeah, whatever happened. Honestly, Nicole, whatever it was.
Whatever it was.
I don't give a shit. Get out of the drive-thru, weirdo. If they ask, you're obligated to oblige.
People behind you.
There's people behind you and you're trying to do coke. There's plenty of dumpsters in that vicinity to do that behind.
Surely there are. Do you have a review, or do you want to go to break and ponder Nicole's many misdemeanors?
Do I have a quick one? No, both mine are pretty healthy. Let's head to break and do something that's our business in our break.
Yeah, for sure.
Don't call the cops on us if, you know, you're on your break. We're on our break. We're in our podcast, okay?
See you then. See you there. Bye, everybody. We'll be right back.
Hey, everybody. Thank you for listening to our lovely little podcast. If you'd like to go above and beyond in supporting our show, or have the most fabulous conversation starter since sliced bread, go to reviewparty.com. Click on shop and explore some fabulous t-shirt designs.
Where's your favorite place to wear a t-shirt?
On my body.
Mine is at the store.
That is a good place to wear a t-shirt. Reviewparty.com. Click shop.
Why stop there?
Don't stop now.
Don't stop me now, because I'm buying a t-shirt. I'm buying a shirt.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. I said we would meet again. We'll meet again. And here we are, second half of the episode, where we do the segment. What's this segment? I don't know. It's something that has never happened before. Yeah. Are you shaking? Are you quivering with excitement? Is your seat wet? Well, get that Coke between your knees and prop it upright. Don't. Your car doesn't need that much Coke.
just a little.
I got something special today. We have a blog. We have a website, reviewparty.com, on which there is a blog. Reviews are written about in many ways, shapes, and form. As referenced, we had one on Maddie Matheson's cooking extravaganza videos. They're a delight. We have blogs about earning things for your reviews and just random stuff, people.
That's a good blog.
There is one in particular that is titled, So I Became a Vine Voice on Amazon, which details how I became a Vine voice on Amazon and what that entails, which means like getting free products from Amazon in exchange for my unbiased reviews. It's a pretty cool deal. It's a decent blog in which I talk about the thing. There has been a comment placed on this that, well, for one, the email address that they provided to leave the comment was justin@yahoo.com. So I don't know that it's legit at all, but part of me hopes it really is. So for this segment, I think I'll just read the comment and we will react to it as we see fit. Justin writes, I too am a Vine reviewer. I write thoughtful, funny, informative reviews upon receiving the product. I then either keep the item or sell it, usually online, although I have sold some things to family and friends. Like you, I was asked to join the program after only a few reviews. One review got quite a few upvotes. One day there were 7 upvotes. It went from 0 to 7 overnight. Not long after that, the upvotes jumped from 7 to 12, where it has stayed ever since. The whole thing seemed fishy, as though someone working for Amazon decided that they liked my writing style. Can you blame them? And thought that I would make a good Vine reviewer. Of course, I did not object to the fishiness, coined word. In fact, I was flattered. For what it's worth, which is a lot, I made over $125,000 in 2022 from selling items I had received through Vine. As you might imagine, I ordered a lot of items. I did pay a considerable sum in taxes, but it was still a relatively small percentage of my earnings for the year. I quit my job. I was a male escort, primarily to lonely or just horny older women, and have concentrated on my Vine work. Once in a while, I service some former client who has gotten in touch with me, but that's more as a favor to her than anything else, though it is a favor that costs her a great deal. End of comment.
I thought so much that there's going to be something informative, something different, exciting, some idea, some question presented to us. But no, it was all a humble brag that he makes lots of money and fucks some ugly old ladies.
That's the, like, it started out so on the same level. I'm a Vine reviewer too. I thought it was weird.
This is what's going on.
I didn't write a lot of reviews to attain this status, too. I'm selling the products, which I'm not supposed to do technically by the rules. I'm like, okay, that's fine. I gave something away. I'm probably not supposed to do that. I'm probably revealing more in the blog than I'm supposed to. Mm. per whatever contract or whatever I signed. But then it just starts snowballing and snowballing. Yeah. I made $125,000 selling stuff.
I just want to know, like, I don't want to take it at the face value that they're just a narcissist bragging, or they're someone who likes to lie on the internet to make them feel better about themselves. I don't want to just assume that. I want to give them the benefit of the doubt. But what was going through my mind before I was sort of putting through the ringer of the story about being an escort,
right,
was logistically, do you think you could get enough stuff and do the jump through the hoops of selling them in a year to make that much money? Because it's mostly nicks and knacks and paddy whacks on that thing, isn't it?
I'm going over my Vine account right now. I'm a silver status. There's silver and gold. I can order 3 items per day. Order items up to $100 in value. If I were a gold status, I could get 8 items per day, ordering items up to any amount. So just this year, I have ordered $235 worth of items.
Mm-hmm.
I think if I go over like $500, then it starts to become taxable. If I say under that, we're all good. And hey, the year's half over. I am halfway there. So nice job, man. You're doing it just right. But I don't know. Like, you can get, I got a combination iPhone Apple Watch charger.
Okay.
That's cool.
Yeah, you could turn that for some profit.
Probably flip some stuff. Yeah. A lot. There is just a lot of garbage decorations or random hair extension products or cords, or strange costume things.
I just find it hard to believe that you could make $100,000 flipping free stuff from Amazon.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. That's a lot of work.
$20,000? Okay. I feel like I'm obligated to believe you. $100,000 in profit.
$125,000.
That's a lot of movement, my guy.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's not, you know, low volume, high reward like some aforementioned cocaine. It is junk from Amazon. You're living your life being a fucking garage sale.
Yeah, I want to sell these replacement lenses for Oakley sunglasses. Oh boy. Nah, that ain't for me. Just wait till this podcast takes off instead.
Right, that's a cool mill a year, baby. Straight from Spotify, one check a year. It just says a cool mill for the boys. Cash that in. Then sky's the limit. We don't need to fucking write reviews for Vine. We are Vine reviews. Yeah, I don't know. It's very strange, isn't it? The internet.
It is strange. yeah, yeah. I did reply to that review. Mm. I assume that email address that is left for whoever comments, I assume they get notified if someone replies to it. I can also just attempt to send an email to justin@yahoo.com and see what happens. Say, hey. Hey, old timer. No, it's AOL.
AOL.
Justin@AOL.com. Sorry for doxing.
Probably
you,
only
dude.
Keeping it because he nailed the Justin.
Yeah.
This Justin, yeah, I don't really believe you. But no, I don't go too far out of your way, man. I feel like if Justin loves us, you know, he'll return to us.
Yeah.
We can't go seeking him out. He's a free bird. Free bird fucking old ladies for apparently lots of money.
And lots of fun.
Bro, I don't want to know.
That's our segment. this is like a mystery show today, isn't it? Not getting the whole picture.
We have lots of questions.
Maybe we don't want the whole picture in any of these instances.
That's true. Well, to keep the theme going... I have an Amazon review for a Valorant $25 gift card PC online game code.
Okay.
Valorant is Riot Games, makes League of Legends. They made like a Overwatch / Counter-Strike Go type game. If none of those words mean anything to you, it is a video game where you shoot your friends or your enemies online. Just like any video game you picture in your head. Anch writes their review, titles their review, cheapest and easiest way to buy skins in Valorant. They write, this is literally the cheapest and best way to buy skins in Valorant. It saves you money as there is no tax you gotta pay on the purchase of a gift card.
Uh-huh.
As soon as you purchase a gift card, it will generate a code and even email it to you to redeem your Valorant points in-game. All you have to do is paste the redeem code section in the game and you can earn points. In all caps, this is not a scam. I've never bought VP or RP. I think those are Valorant points and Riot points, respectively. Ever in Valorant through the in-game store, I have almost all the skins. Recon Phantom. This is the cheap and easy way. Once you get the hang of it, found this out through a friend that works at Riot and sent me a gift card. Smiley face. 5 stars.
You got that inside connection, eh? That old uncle who works at Nintendo, huh?
Yeah, the thing is, right, you could just let people know, hey, these are tax-free. You'll save a couple bucks.
Yeah, this is like the uncle at Nintendo who says, hey, you can plug this sucker into your TV and play games on it. Oh, yeah? Whoa. I can get a gift card and the money I pay for it is the same value that the gift card has? What?
They're just so defensive. No one has replied or could reply, and yet...
No one's attacking you.
Yeah. This is not a scam. A friend at Riot told me. They sent me a card. I swear. It's like...
Trust me, I've almost always done it this way. Yeah, yeah, there's a lot of, like, apologizing almost there.
And they have almost all the skins in the game. I'm sure that's upwards of $10,000 for a free video game.
That tells me this person is quite insecure.
Yeah.
That they need the skins. That's telling the story right there. That you need to be able to look a certain way and appear a certain way.
And don't get me wrong, I buy some skins for my free-to-play game, but, you know, I pick my couple favorite guys, get my couple favorite skins, look how I want to be looking. I don't want nice skins for characters I do not play. That shit is... Mm-mm. I want to be an ugly basic bitch when I hop on a character I'm not good at. You know what I mean?
Stay anonymous.
Right.
Like, oh, yeah, that's just a screw up. Don't worry.
Nothing worse than rocking the $25 skin in the free-to-play game and being a chump and just getting rocked by everybody. Nice. $25, buddy. But that is the not only is the mysteriousness coupling all these reviews together, isn't there a lack of self-confidence?
That too.
A common theme in these.
Lack of self-confidence, self-awareness.
So, yeah. These reviews are really lacking today that we brought, dude.
Well, I've got one that does have some self-awareness, maybe a little bit too much.
Let's go.
This is a Google review for Firekeeper's Casino Hotel. I had somewhere in the middle of Michigan, Lower Peninsula. This is a review from Riffit Bojnak. They write, it is a very nice place. Lots of different machines to play. Smoke-free. Even I am smoker, I like that there's no smoking inside. Sometimes it is a good thing when you think about it. If you don't have any luck, losing a little bit, you just take a break, go smoke your cigarette, calm down, and come back into action.
No.
I like this casino. Even I lost 2 times, but at least I have fun. It is not always about winning. We all like to win. Just maybe your luck will come. Good luck to everyone. Have a blast. 5 stars.
I agree with the sentiment, but I think it's coming from a very dark
place. I mean, sometimes, could you imagine if we were able to smoke in there, I'd never leave the table.
And the thing is, I don't think when you feel down from gambling, you should – listen to that feeling so closely. When you are at a casino and you feel bad, that is one of the most honest, good for you feelings that you're going to have in your whole life. And you know, I like a casino. I don't think it's too crazy to go to the casino, have a nice night with your friends, drop 50 bucks. People are dropping 100 on concerts. It's not that crazy to play your little casino games. You just got to be, but I don't want to drop that 50 bucks, be like, oops, lost. What a fun time. And then go take a breather, reassess myself, and be like, all right, time to lose 50 more bucks. No, bro, I don't want that.
Yeah, it's good that you recognize, like, hey, man, this isn't going well. I need to take a break. That's a healthy impulse. That break is to go smoke a cigarette outside, pep yourself up with nicotine, and dive right back in. I don't know.
Yeah, man, that's scary. That's scary that these good sentiments that this person is expressing are so twisted into like what the casino wants.
I love to win. I lost two times, but hey, you get right back in there. It's a 5-star place.
I'm sure it's a nice casino, bro. Buddy. That's sort of the problem, isn't it?
Yeah, get yourself out into the fresh air. Get some clarity. Don't be lured by the siren song of free soda pop.
Oh, the free, you got to drink your weight or whatever you lose, you got to drink it back in soda.
I think I did on our lovely, the Island Casino?
The Island Resort and Casino in beautiful, beautiful Hannibal, Michigan. It's got a golf course there.
The upper peninsula.
Yeah, well, nothing's beautiful. Lower Peninsula. No, that's not true. There's very beautiful down there.
don't tell Tim Allen.
Kalamazoo's in Lower Michigan. They got farms there. Those are probably beautiful. Yeah. There's some people.
Battle Creek, they're making cereal there every day.
Battle Creek cereal factory tour? Actually a good factory tour, not gonna lie. Worth your time.
I think I went on one when I was a kid.
Yeah. They had a mug with Brent on it. That's always a good, when a tourist place has mugs with names and they catch the B-man on there, oh, good place. That's very what do you call it? Validating for me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not gonna buy it. I don't want a fucking mug with my name on it, but I will go, oh, they got Brent.
It's good to see.
Nice. Time we got we got just enough.
We got time
to cook. And the other day we were talking about Short Circuit. We're talking about how much we rep our boy Johnny Five, even though we've never talked about him on the show. So I've got some more Short Circuit 2 reviews from IMDb. Yes. So we can really live up to our Johnny Five alliance. Going on Short Circuit 2, which is the one I went on because that's the one I have the most attachment and knowledge of. It's another one of those movies that's sort of like, it's hard to argue for its quality, and yet there is an army of people demanding that we recognize its quality. So I brought a couple of those.
All right.
Let me start with Slap Monkey Films. They title it.
Oh, boy.
Johnny Five Alive, You Better Believe It. Right. An entertaining film equal in standard to the first offering involving the lovable robot Johnny Five. We see him traveling to the big city where he meets up with his creator, Ben. Johnny turns into a more streetwise robot throughout the film, culminating in a thrilling and tear-jerking climax. Also, the use of telephone dialing tones to reveal Johnny's location was a surprisingly clever touch. Fun for the whole family. No disassemble Johnny Five, never. 7 stars.
Seven, is that?
Out of 10.
Okay, right, because we're on IMDb, that's right. No disassemble. God, Johnny. Can a robot be lovable? That is our question.
Yes.
A robot cannot love, but can it be lovable? You say yes.
Sure. I love Johnny Five. He turns gold at the end.
When he jumps up in the air, oh my God.
It's like, wow, why did you do that earlier, bro?
Keep jumping, Johnny. Oh, yeah.
When I was a kid, I loved the ending of that movie. I Need a Hero, where he's like,
oh yeah,
he's falling apart and he's jamming across the dock district there. Yeah.
The crane. Oh, my God. That's beautiful.
I need it. And as a child of the 90s, that song, like, wasn't cliche to me yet. I hadn't seen other media with it. So it was like, I need a hero. I need Johnny Five.
Can you imagine being on that movie set and just like, yeah, today's the day we're going to. He's racing down the dock today. Oh, the dock. What movie you're working on? Johnny Five, the one. He's gonna go on the crane.
You know, with the robot and the brown face. Big hit.
Yeah, that's the less glamorous part of that movie.
Well, that brings me to the next review.
Oh boy,
a very touching movie. Says Gloucester Man.
Oh, I like Gloucester.
I think this was a very touching movie. Johnny Five is a very sympathetic character with real human-like qualities. I enjoyed the romantic angle, and I could identify with all the characters. I bought this video for my mother, and she loved it. It's from 2002, by the way. Overall, I think this is a very underrated movie, and I think this is an instance where the sequel is better than the original. Remember, it's a fantasy. It's good escapism. 10 out of 10.
That bad escapism. What is bad escapism?
I don't know. Hard drugs?
Yeah, cocaine in the drive-thru.
Cocaine in the drive-thru is probably not the best escapism. It's especially bad because it sounded like they had none of it. They were trying to get escaped in that drive-thru. Cashier called them out. You're not escaping nothing. I'm calling the cops. That's reality.
Johnny is super, super human when his little eye flaps, his eyebrow flaps.
Open. No, I think
there's a soul in that robot that came from the magical lightning.
As much as that movie doesn't hold up because of the brown face, the Johnny Five's practical effects kind of do really hold up.
Seriously, really good.
It's kind of wild in a day where we're like actually trying to make robots like Johnny Five. And it's to some success by the industrial military complex. God save us all. He still looks like a real, like, good-ass robot, bro. If they put Johnny Five in a movie today, I wouldn't be like, why are they making this 80s-ass-looking-ass robot? I'd be like, oh, cool, a talking robot.
Yeah, that's a standard good dang robot.
The gold standard for the good dang robot. And, The absolute worst standard for actually putting brown face in a movie. Bro, you can't tell me there weren't Indian actors in the 80s looking for work. In the 80s, no.
Heaven for that. Where'd you find him?
A lot of people would tell you, you know, the old Harvey Weinstein, I'm sure, was working hard to make sure they don't get any roles.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it is sad to see. That's sort of what made me think when they said, I could identify with all the characters.
Yeah.
Bro, you identify with some white dude in brown face? I don't.
I mean, he's a white dude with a heck of a smile, but yeah.
Oh, handsome man.
He's a white dude.
Handsome man. But yeah, man, I don't know. They could have got anybody, dude. Or just not put him in brown face. He could have just been a white guy.
Yeah, well,
The 80s loves white guys leading movies. Maybe Johnny Five's white. They're like, we need some. Oh, we can't put this robot in brown face, huh? Let's get a real. Yeah, before I go into that territory any further.
No.
Anything else to say about J5?
No disassemble.
No disassemble.
Always and forever.
Always and forever. And thank you for listening to ReviewParty.com, episode 150. 156.
156.
156. That's a nice one. A lot of mystery here, but I hope you found some answers for your life and your pursuit of happiness. We got new episodes every Tuesday. That's right. Hashtag Tuesday Reviews Day. Every morning in your preferred podcast hopper, we got them new funnies for you. So check it out. If you'd like to send in an absurd review for us to muse over, please send an email with a hyperlink to reviewparty.com at gmail.com. Enter your name and include your name so we can throw you a credit for it.
Hey, laser lips. Your mama was a snowblower.
That is a quote from the original Short Circuit. Good stuff. Good stuff.
I take it back. Wonderfully written. Absolutely wonderfully written. Those movies are 10 out of 10, except the brown face. That's the only mark against them.
If you want to reach out to us and quote Johnny Five, you can do that on the social media platforms that you probably have on your phone right now, like Instagram and TikTok at ReviewParty.com and Twitter at ReviewPartyPod. If you want to leave strange and beguiling comments on our blog, then go to ReviewParty.com where you can find said blog. You can also find so many listening platforms, all the episodes, the shop, and a sign up for the newsletter. There's a lot of other stuff. Maybe you'll find Johnny Five if you look hard enough.
I'm gonna put it out there. No pressure. I don't care that much. I'm not gonna be heartbroken if it doesn't happen. Viewer, please take and give from this podcast exactly what you want. But we get nothing but absolute weirdos leaving comments since we turned that feature on, much to the opposite of what I thought it would be for some reason. I should know better. But if you are a lovely, funny person, as I know our lovely listeners to be, go read a blog and leave a funny comment on it. It would literally fill us with joy if there was one hinged, funny, regular comment on a blog. We would be like, man, this rules. There are people out there.
You can go and objectify me on the Me, You, and Meme Review posts. By all means, I'm used to it.
There's good stuff. I'm used. Yeah, you guys gotta get thirstier on those on some of those posts. Matt has put out there for you. Come on, he needs it. He needs it like those like a guy who buys a Valorant card off Amazon needs to know a Riot employee in your mind.
I need it.
Nosebleeds, the homies, they let us use their song Bread for Breakfast for our theme song. You've heard it throughout the episode. It's a jam. It speaks for itself. You're gonna hear it the end of it in just a bit. If you crave more of that good Midwestern sparkle pop emo punk pop punk good music, head on over to Spotify, search Nosebleeds, one word. I have a Amazon review to finish us off. Popping it up here. It is from Amazon for Hostess Coffee Cake Cinnamon Streusel, 2.89 ounce, 8 count bonus 1 Hostess Coffee Cake individually wrapped. Hostess Coffee Cakes, if you have not had them, they're fucking amazing, bro. You gotta go and get them. This one's from our homeboy, Amazon customer. They title it, Came Two Times, One Was Open. They write, both will be eating. 5 stars.
Yeah. Get it.